UFOs. One of the more interesting articles for those 20 and 30 something people is probably the article on Miley Cyrus claiming a UFO chased her. She described it as having a big plow in the front of it and was glowing yellow. So many people have seen UFOs, also known as UAPs, that the sightings cover every walk of life. She certainly is not the first celebrity to see a UFO, and she won't be the last, that is for sure. The trend in opinions about UFOs seems to either be shifting or trying to be shifted. You may wonder why I am saying this, and I will be glad to tell you. Over the years, it was felt the UFOs were mostly peaceful and were more like visiting scientists from other worlds who just wanted to observe us and have been doing so for a very long time. Lately, there is a new opinion by some being pushed, and it is the UFOs and whoever or whatever is inside them are dangerous and maybe even want to attack us. I am not sure why this agenda is being pursued. There is a theory it is all part of the One World Government theory, to get us under more control by the so-called elites of the world. There were even rumors at one time of a false flag alien attack. A false flag attack is where a country makes believe it is being attacked by someone else. Hitler did this with Poland in World War II. UFOs in a way, sometimes do seem to be on the nasty side, such as when they fly at planes and veer off at the last second, but that kind of thing is few and far in between. Why does this happen? Some believe our world is being visited by numerous races from all different worlds and base this on the different shapes and abilities of the crafts being sighted. There could be some races which have no love for us for whatever reason. There is even some ideas about that. They think we were once a powerful space-faring race which spread out at least through the solar system and maybe further. We angered another race which was even more advanced, and there was a war, and it reduced the human race back to the Stone Age. They go further in saying once we get out into space, we are going to find evidence of this in the form of artifacts, structures and abandoned bases. They claim these even exist on the moon, and indeed there have been a few photos which seem to show ruined structures on the moon, and some claim the remains of glass domes over a few craters. There are many ideas about why UFOs seem to be here, and apparently in large numbers. The prevailing idea used to be they were here to help us evolve. I am not so sure this is the preeminent idea anymore. If one watches the television show Ancient Aliens, the basic theme of the show is help from aliens, and aliens mixing with humans and maybe even instructing them in ancient times. I always wondered about this. I wondered why, if this is true, why did they stop? If they would have continued to mix with humans, we would have been used to seeing them by now and not thought twice about it. What I am saying is, if they wanted to help us, why keep it secret? There are those who credit every great invention as being somehow inspired by aliens. It gets to the point of ridiculousness. I like to cite the transistor as an example. There are those who claim the aliens gave us the idea, but the transistor has a long history of human development until it got to where it is. Maybe there was a crash at Roswell, and maybe we did get some alien material. It does seem so, but to think every invention should be credited to aliens, come now, how could any rational person think this is true? One thing I have been hearing for years is any day now the government is going to release all the UFO data, and we are going to find out the truth about UFOs. Many UFO investigators have grown old and died waiting for this to happen. It was almost a miracle we got to view a couple of US Navy UFO videos. Unfortunately, this was just a spit in the ocean. They probably have hundreds or thousands of these videos and films. Years ago, the Soviet Union allowed people to form UFO clubs. They abruptly ended the practice and disbanded all the clubs. The reason was the people who were investigating UFOs were finding out about secret rocket launches. Could we have secrets we are afraid will get out if they show everything? I believe so. UFOs have followed most of our launches, but this is not talked about much anymore. It isn't just the military launches either. SpaceX is a good example of this. Could the military have videos of UFOs being seen near secret projects like different types of planes and maybe even spacecraft? These things do have to be tested, and I am sure once they are in the air, or maybe before, they would also be watched by UFOs. Many believe we have made incredible gains in technology, and much of this could be owed to the recovery of crashed UFOs. I am sure we gained some knowledge by now. UFO crashes in the modern era go back to the 1930s and maybe before. Even if we just talk about the Roswell crash, that was way back in 1947. This means we had 76 years to figure out how the ship worked. While it is true some things on the ship might have been too complicated for us, we have to be able to figure out some things by now. Add to this all the other crashed ships we managed to retrieve. Those who claim we are much further ahead in technology than we let on certainly could be correct. We have a habit in this country of overclassifying things. It would be a great help if those classified UFO videos and information were looked at again by the authorities with an eye to relaxing some of the unnecessary classifications on them. I believe some of the videos we saw were once classified, but maybe I am wrong about that. We all want more information about UFOs.